That's weird. That's fucking weird. We should probably talk about it. There's a mystery here.
Let's get it rolling.
Let's get this rolling.
You look like a cozy, like I'm at my aunt's house in the woods. Like,
thank you. Like a witch?
Yeah. You're my
finally.
I know. You've got like the scarf shawl situation. The absolutely. Long necklace.
Yes.
And you're holding like a warm cup of tea. It's very cozy. And there's like a very like mellow yellow light situation happening.
That's true. Yeah. I'm about to be like, honey, have you heard of tarot?
Let's pull your cards.
Pull your cards. Let's see how you're going to do in school this year.
I wish I had an aunt like that growing up.
Oh my God. Can I?
That's what I'm trying to be for my niece and nephew. I don't know if my nephew will ever appreciate it, but my niece is cool.
My sister's going to have kids if I want to be an aunt like that.
True.
Maybe I could just volunteer for like Big Brother, Big Sister or something. Then I'd have to hang out with a kid.
I'm not a fan of youths in general.
Right.
But teens aren't too bad.
Yeah.
They can be terrible.
They can be awful. But also they're like little humans that are starting to become fully formed, so yeah. They can hold conversations. I don't really know what to do with children.
Which is why we don't have any.
Because they're like, especially like really small kids, they're like dog size, but you aren't supposed to pet them.
I was drinking my tea when Christy said they're dog sized. Yeah, I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah. And they're not as excited to see you either.
No. I'd much rather see a cute little dog. Yeah. That's excited.
Or a cat. I can handle that.
Yeah.
And when you drop a cat, it doesn't break.
That's true. They're very pliable.
Yeah. Well, they land on their feet.
That's true. And I feel like they're not. I know that they are made of bones, but it's like they're not because they're so.
It's true.
I don't. They're bendy.
I don't think they have collarbones. They literally don't have collarbones.
Is that why they're so...
They're so squiggly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just keep making the hand gesture, but I can't think of the right word. You can bend a cat any way you want, but you shouldn't.
Don't.
Not without the cat's permission.
Only bend them the way they want, because otherwise you'll get scratched.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Hi.
This is That's Weird.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's a podcast about weird shit. I'm Ashley.
I'm Christy.
We just got back from PodCon.
We sure did.
2 whole days of podding and conning and conning people to listen to our pod.
I wish I knew how.
We tried to con Aaron Mankey. We just saw him from afar.
Yeah, that's much more accurate.
Yeah. But it's pretty interesting. PodCon, that's the first podcast convention or conference or whatever I've been to. And happens to take place in Seattle, so it's like, of course we had to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was easy. Like, if I couldn't just go home whenever I wanted to, I'd probably be like, nah.
True, because it is exhausting.
Oh my God.
Walking around all day, talking to people, it just takes a lot of energy. But it was pretty cool. We met a lot of cool podcasts.
It was fun.
Yeah.
People, too, that ran the podcast.
Sure, whatever. The people. The people. Why? I don't know. Were you also singing Marilyn Manson's like Beautiful People in your head when you were saying that? The beautiful people.
Nope.
Well, just me. That's
great.
Christy and I we're coming down off our PodCon experience with some nice warm tea.
It's true.
Preparing ourselves to talk about more weird shit for episode 74, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel like I should probably pull up my notes.
Sorry. You should. You go first.
Oh, my God. Oh, I was going to read you a review.
A review?
We got a review like I requested for my birthday.
Oh, really?
A review a la the style of The Watcher.
Oh, my God. Yes.
It's from Sean in Australia.
Oh, wow.
So if you're like a U.S. person trying to look at our iTunes reviews, you're not going to find it. You have to look at the Australia reviews. And it's wonderful. It is worth reading. So it says, the listener. Dearest new listener of That's Weird, allow me to welcome you to the neighborhood. Do you need to quench your unnatural desires to seek out the strange and unusual, the distasteful and weird? Better for me. Or have you stumbled upon my charge looking for the curdling laughter of the hosts, Christy and Ashley? No matter, you will be satisfied of both here.
I love this.
It's insane. I have taken care of this podcast since it was passed down to me through an offering. But maybe you should carry on my legacy. Maybe you should take the mantle and become the next listener to stock its future episodes and fill its Facebook group with the blood and knowledge of your own. Who knows? But once I know your names, I will call you and draw you to me. Will you listen on iTunes or will you all listen on Stitcher? Who has access to the episodes on SoundCloud? Who knows? I'll know as soon as you start listening. It will help me to know who is on what platform. Then I can plan better. I am glad, however, that you have come here to listen to That's Weird, to nurture and feed this growing podcast, to allow it to feast on the subscribers and downloads and the young blood that you now offer it. Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Let the party begin.
Oh my God.
I mean,
that's so fucking good.
That's insane.
Amazing.
I love it. I'm like 99. I'm like 99% sure that was Sean from Australia, but it says Elsie Butterton as the username, which maybe I just accidentally outed Sean's like screen name / alias.
Oh,
sorry, bro. But thank you so much.
Amazing.
Oh, that was so good. iTunes reviews, always welcome, especially when they're anything like that. But also, you don't have to be that extra.
But if you are, like, we'll love you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
Okay. Well, I guess I will tell you my story.
I can't wait.
So my topic was actually chosen by one of our listeners and patrons, Karia, who is delightful. By the way, if you are a patron at our highest tier, aka like a true weirdo, you can submit topic ideas for us to cover. I'm totally fine with you picking my topic. I don't care.
Ooh.
I'm cool with it. I'm down. And so I was very excited that she sent me this because it's a really good one. It's a famous one. It's a history mystery.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Yeah. Oh, before, speaking of our Patreon, real quick, we just released our 8th minisode.
Ooh, yes.
Last week or the week before, we've done listener episodes and, yes, minisodes, which are like weird news and stuff. So if you haven't done so already, go sign up to listen. It's only $1 a month. Patreon.com/ That's Weird. And I think I'm working on something in my brain noodle, like a new idea for our Patreon, but
whoa,
I'll let you know more about that soon. Okay. Episode 74. I'm going to do the Lost Colony. It's the Roanoke Colony.
Yes.
It's a big one. I feel like people have some idea of what that is. So for those of you that don't know, the Roanoke Colony, aka the Lost Colony, was the first attempt at founding a permanent English settlement in North America. It was established in 1585 on Roanoke Island in what is now today's Dare County, North Carolina.
Wow.
But here is where the history lesson gets weird. The group of about 115 English settlers, men, women, and children, they all completely disappeared. Goodbye.
It's a mystery.
It is a mystery.
Do you solve the mystery in this? Please tell me you have solutions.
I feel like there's a very clear explanation of what happened to them that people don't talk about.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so
in
excited.
My opinion, there also are some really fun, crazy theories.
I cannot wait.
So the governor of the settlement was a man named John White. And in 1587, John decided, so like he came with them, but he decided he had to return to England to get more supplies and more settlers. But since this was the fucking 1500s, it took a real long time to travel between places. And there was a war with Spain happening at this exact time. So he was delayed. Like the whole trip took him 3 motherfucking years.
What?
That's a long time to go on a supply run. A little concerning.
That's like when your dad leaves to get smokes and never comes back.
Basically. And they were just fucking peaced out. They're like, he's never coming back.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't until he finally returned in 1590, 3 years later, that he found that the town completely deserted. Before he had left, they had set up a town, a settlement with little buildings and houses, and it was a whole thing.
And it was all gone?
All gone.
All of it? The houses were gone?
The houses were gone.
Where'd they go?
Well,
I realized mid-sentence how stupid that was.
They just fucking up and left.
They just fucking grew legs and walked off. Okay.
It's like, it's very strange, truly.
I didn't know that the houses were gone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're like, this is the 1500s. They're structures built out of some wood and sticks or whatever. I'm being very rude. But like, I don't know what they built things out of in the 1500s.
I feel like it should still be there 3 years later, though.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Maybe shoddy workmanship. That's what they did.
I guess. So yeah, there was actually little evidence that people had ever been there at all. There were no bodies. There was no sign of a battle. The only clue was the word Croatoan carved into a post on the fence around the village. And then the letters C-R-O were carved into a nearby tree as well, which is like they tried carving the tree and decided it was too hard, so they did the fence, or they did the fence and were like, we should probably do the tree too. And then they,
and
got,
then they got God?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, just stopped at the O.
God.
Yeah. That was it. And I guess before John had left the colony, he instructed the colonists that if anything were to happen to them, they should carve a cross on a tree nearby, indicating that their absence had been forced. Mm. But there was no cross.
There was no cross. There was just that.
Just Croatoan and then CRO. That's it. And I think this is kind of like the obvious answer. John White thought that they had moved to Croatoan Island, which was a place nearby.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And
I'm so fucking mad that that's a real place.
It is. There is a place nearby Roanoke where they were.
People talk about that Croatoan word like it's a total fucking mystery, come from nowhere. Like it's a demon that attacked them. It's a fucking island like 5 blocks away or whatever.
There's literally an island called Croatoan Island, and that is the word that they put there. But because of a storm that was happening, like by the time he got back, it took him so long, and there's a fucking storm happening. So it's like very unsafe for them. And there's no, they thought they were going to arrive and there would be shelter. Mm, there's no shelter.
Right.
So his crew is like, fuck this. No one's here. We're scared. We're going home. Like they literally got back on their boat and left.
And
they
left for England.
Yep, they went back.
They didn't even swing by Croatoan Island, which everybody knew was a thing.
They did not check. They did not go check.
I am yelling because I'm so mad.
How hard would it have been to just go check?
Just go check. It's so much closer than England.
You know what's even more fucked up? John left his wife and baby. And he didn't go check to see if they were on Croatoan Island.
I mean, to be fair to him, like, they couldn't get a divorce at that time. Like, remember how we were talking about, like, don't murder your wife?
Yeah.
Just get a divorce? Like, in that age, you just had to abandon your wife in a different country.
But it was, like, really easy to start over.
It was, like, very easy.
So who cares?
That's why they didn't. I think that's why they didn't bother.
So I read some, I don't know if I read something incorrectly or what, but so it said that he had a wife and a baby, but it also said that he had a granddaughter that was born there. And I don't know if it was the baby grew up
in 3 years.
Exactly. I don't understand. Or are they talking about later in life? And so, but then that would mean that they found that person and that it wasn't a lost colony because it was the girl from the colony.
Maybe he had more than one kid.
He must have. There must have been
one of
an older.
Them wasn't a baby.
Yeah. But I did not read that. Hmm. Just telling you what I read. Okay. Mm-hmm. Conflicting reports.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, the most common theory is that the colonists, surprisingly, this is the most common theory, not that they moved, but that they were killed, abducted, or absorbed by Native Americans.
Absorbed.
Absorbed, like taken in.
Like they just were like,
they joined
honey,
their tribe.
Stop doing whatever you're doing. It's so stupid. Just join the tribe.
They shut up. They're like, what are you carving in that? No, come
no,
with us.
Please just.
Never mind.
Yeah.
And get this. There was actually a Native American tribe called Croatoan that lived on the island, also called Croatoan. I feel like all the clues are there.
I feel like it's a big conspiracy, like I've been lied to my whole life, that it was an actual mystery. Like, it's they left a fucking note.
All the clues
of where
are there.
They went.
They gave you the name.
It's just like, you know, when you come home and your mom's not there from school and you have a note and it just says grocery store?
Where did she
I'm
go?
Not like, wow, a demon abducted my mom and the demon's name was probably grocery store. Who knows? I've never heard of it. I know she's at the store.
But I know I was doing this research and I was like, okay. I feel like I know what happened to him, but all right, I'll keep going.
I've got an inkling.
Well, but also what if the tribe killed them and then they like graffitied the tree or the fence? They
in were, English?
That yes, that was their calling card. They were like, we did this.
In English.
We took you ladies. I don't know. I'm trying to make it into a mystery, Christy, okay?
That's also not a mystery, though. The mystery is why a Native American tribe would go to the trouble of learning English to leave a message for people that they killed.
Well, you know, whatevs. It's a mystery. We'll never know.
We'll never know. We'll never know what Croatoan means. It's the island next door.
And the name of the tribe.
And the name of a tribe on that island.
There is like a... There's some other stuff. There's more to this story. So there were settlers sent to Roanoke before John White. He was not the first group to go there. And those people apparently assassinated a local Native American leader, which is...
Jesus!
Pretty fucked up.
Seems like a big no-no.
Yeah. Bad form. And so then they were either attacked or like retaliated against, understandably.
Yeah.
And some of them died and some of them said, fuck this. And they went back to England. And the ones that stayed, they disappeared too. They went missing. So when John White got there, he expected there to be people and there wasn't people. And then he set up this, you know, town or whatever with all his people. And then he left and he came back and he's like, this again. Where's this everyone again? Going?
All right. I'm into that. That's a little bit more mysterious.
Yeah. See, there's layers to this.
Okay. I'm in again.
So, yeah. Settlers had indeed gone missing from this spot before. Other theories for what had happened include weather. Like maybe there was a really bad hurricane, just washed them all away. Maybe a disease spread, like, and killed them all. And because it took him so long, like they were, bodies were eaten by animals or I don't know.
Right.
Another thing to consider is the fact that all of their cottages, yes, they were gone, but they could possibly have been taken down.
Oh.
Like they had enough time to say, we're moving and took everything down and took it with them.
Hmm.
So it did not seem like they left in a hurry, obviously.
Right.
And there were no signs of battle. There was no bodies. There was no blood.
Hmm.
It really did kind of look like either they completely disappeared or they moved. Those are your options.
I know about this colony from Supernatural.
Amazing.
And that's why I'm so mad, because I think like the hook was Croatoan was like some kind of like a lesser demon or like a plague or something.
Oh, it meant something like that in the show? It meant
something like that in the show. And they were like, what is this? There's no way that we can know what it is. They weren't like, there's an island called Croatoan.
It's just across over there. The river. I don't know.
I can see it. I don't know. They didn't say that at all.
One of my friends got me an eyeshadow palette for my birthday. Shout out to BB. And I think she saw that it said it was like Supernatural themed.
But it was Supernatural, the TV show.
Yeah. There's some nice colors in there. I'm very excited to use it, but I laughed really hard when I noticed the like Supernatural logo on the back.
Amazing.
It's pretty great.
You too can look like what's that guy's name? It's really hard to pronounce.
I only know one of their real names. Jensen Ackles.
Yeah, that's the one I was gonna say. Because okay, the name great. Is so funny.
It's a weird name.
So weird.
So now for some of my favorite theories, which are obviously the weird ones. A little more fun. Like, maybe the settlers turned into zombies and ate each other. That's like something people actually think may have happened.
What?
A Harvard archaeologist claims that a sudden undead plague sweeping through the unprepared colony would quickly become a horrific, violent feast, leaving not a single man, woman, or child alive.
What?
Like, this dude's like, yeah, that's probably what happened.
Dude, you went to Harvard. What?
Bro. That's also my greatest fear. I hate zombies. I do not fuck with zombies.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's awful.
I don't like that. Hate it. Hate no. it. It's a fun theory. Pretty ridiculous. Pretty yeah. wild for that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I watched a BuzzFeed Unsolved show. Have you ever watched that? Or I don't know if it's a podcast.
But I think I saw... I've seen somebody's... Some BuzzFeed like thing for one of the topics that I did. I watched it.
People seem to like it. It's like it's just two guys and like one's a skeptic or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Are they like talking to each other in a car? Because that's what I watch.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
They go like investigate the places. And they talked about the Lost Colony. And on their episode, they mentioned fucking aliens. Like, aliens what? Came and abducted all of these people. And I obviously loved that theory, but I tried to research it, look it up. I couldn't find anything about it other than just that they had mentioned it.
Yeah, they probably were like, wouldn't it be cool if... And then they're like, it's a theory now.
Yeah, basically.
Dumb.
I could not, in all my Google wisdom, find a source for the alien theory in regards to the Lost Colony.
Reasonable, so, yeah.
Someone please just run with that. Make a Wikipedia page for it.
Please.
Let's start some rumors. and I'm sure I left some important stuff out, but I thought the zombies and the aliens were...
I like those and hate good. Them at the same time.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't always dive, or we don't usually dive super deep into our topics on That's Weird. So that's the gist of the Lost Colony. Yeah, I think they probably moved. Yeah. And I hope it was like friendly with
Yeah, I think the they Native just American moved.
Tribe. There was also, I did not put this in because I was like, there's a lot of information out there. And I just wasn't.
There's just so much.
I was like, if I go into this... absolutely not. But some, there were like reports of in like 1750, so like 200 years later, that they found tribes with, and there were people with like light eyes and they used British words. And so they thought, and it was like in that area. So they were like, oh, these are descendants of the Lost Colony. And they really did get absorbed into that Native American tribe.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
But there's like a lot more detail about that, and I was like, I already got to zombies and aliens, I'm not going back.
Yeah, that's fair.
So
yeah,
feel free to do more research. I'll link to that. Okay?
Do more research on reasonable things on your own time. This is That's Weird.
This is That's
We're
fucking
here to talk
weird.
About the zombies.
I'm not about to like give you facts, things that make sense. Get out of here.
We're just gonna wildly speculate that aliens probably got them.
Yeah.
Seems like a good idea to me.
That's another alternate title for this podcast. Wildly speculating.
Wildly speculating that aliens got them.
Perfect.
The podcast.
Starring Ashley and Christy.
Yeah.
And Snake sometimes. You're welcome.
Oh, Snake.
What are you going to talk about this episode, Christy?
I literally cannot believe that I didn't do this one already. Like, I really think that I did. But I Googled it.
Like to see if we had done it.
I Googled our podcast name and versions of this, and I don't think I did.
Okay, well,
so I hope not, because you're about to hear about the soap maker of Correggio.
Correggio.
Yes.
I'm not familiar with this. We haven't done this.
It's her name is Leonardo.
Her name's Leonardo.
Leonarda. Leonarda. Okay. Cian.
Leonardo C.
Leo C.
Leo C.
If you will. Okay.
What a beautiful name.
It's, I don't know why, but when I read it in my head,
You could pronounce it, but no.
When I read it in my head, I could pronounce it, but then reading it out loud, I'm like, oh no, girl, you don't got this.
That happens to me so much, because I don't talk to people out loud very often, and...
So yeah.
I'll like read a book and like, oh yeah, I know that word.
And I just realized like, I can't wrap my mouth around this. Like in my head, I just sort of was like,
it's a struggle.
She's Italian.
Okay.
So it's, her name is Leonarda and her last name is Italian.
Beautiful.
She murdered 3 women in Correggio. I hope I'm saying that right.
Oh, that's the city in Italy?
Yeah.
Okay.
In 1939, between 1939 and 1940.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Out here killing folks.
Out here, literally, she's killing it. Okay, so she's a serial killer. obviously.
Yes.
And I think that maybe there was another lady that was very similar to this, where she killed some women in her house, and then she disposed of their bodies by turning them into soap and also tea cakes.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know why you think this is familiar now.
Because there's another lady that baked cakes out of women that she murdered. But or men it? She murdered.
I remember a guy, like, doing some fucked up. There was a guy serial killer, and people were, like, fleeing from the Nazis. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll help you.
Oh, that's right. Do you remember that? Yeah, fuck that guy.
I don't know why, but
we mentioned him briefly because the guy who was doing research on astrology gave everybody his astrological chart, and they were like, yeah, this is so me.
Yeah. I think, I don't know why that came to me, but then I don't know. I don't remember tea cakes involved.
Yeah.
I
so,
love a tea cake.
I love a good tea cake. Maybe so not good. A human one.
No.
So it's interesting what people say about her, because at some point she went to see like a fortune teller, and the fortune teller told her, in your right hand I see prison, and in your left a criminal asylum. Which is very accurate for her.
Oh, shit. Also, those sound like the same thing.
Yeah, kind of. So some people talk about her and they like try and like blame this like lady. Or she says that her mother cursed her. The Leonardo said that. But like, listen to her past and tell me if you think that she's a murderer.
Okay.
Just that she was going to murder somebody, basically. Okay, so when she was, like, really young, I honestly don't know why it's relevant, but everything mentions, like, she tried to, she attempted suicide, like, 2 times when she was really young.
Oof.
And then after that, she just married, like, a registry office dude, and her parents didn't approve of that. And so she says that her mom cursed them because they didn't approve of the marriage.
Was her mom like a fortune teller or a witch or something?
No, I don't know. Her mom was Italian. I guess you can curse people if you, I don't know.
There's a really great, I think I already talked about this, that really great meme that's like, you know, thousands of years ago, a witch cursed this house, and then it shows like a picture of the witch and she's just holding a broom in a house and she's like, fuck this house. That's all you need to curse something.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what happened. she got cursed by her mom, and her husband moved to that guy's hometown, and she was imprisoned shortly after for fraud. Like,
bitches be frauding.
6 years later. Also, she had 17 pregnancies and only had 4 surviving kids from all of that.
Yikes. That's right. Rough.
Oh, so many babies.
Were there details on that? It just said she was pregnant that many times?
Well, some of them were miscarriage and, but only three of them were miscarriage, and the rest of them just died in childhood, like at some point, like before the age of 10.
Oh, so they were,
she had babies. Like, she had, like, so many babies. She had, like, 14, did I do the math? She had 14 babies, and 10 of them died.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's,
as thought, children.
Yeah, I was thinking the, miscarriage or, like, stillborn, but, like, she actually gave birth to, like, a living child. And
most
then
of them.
It died later. Okay, that's concerning.
Yeah. So,
yep.
Yep, yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty terrible. And then she went to see a fortune teller, and yeah, like I guess early on she saw a fortune teller and it said that she would marry and have children, but all of the children would die young. Ooh. So then the ones that didn't, she was very protective of. And then a different fortune teller said prison, which she had been to, and then a criminal asylum, which she went to later.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. So like +1 for the accuracy, but I guess that
+1 for the accuracy.
But I guess that she, because of the other fortune teller that, because of the other fortune teller that said that all her kids were going to die young, she thought that human sacrifice was the only way to save them.
And she just came up with that one on her own.
I think so.
She asked the fortune teller.
There's no, like, everything that I've read, which, to be fair, is not, like, a lot, but everything that I've read says she thought that human sacrifice was the way to save them, and for some reason blamed the fortune teller, but it seems like the fortune teller was just like, yeah, your kids are going to die.
Yeah, I mean...
Which is not her fault.
Unless the fortune teller was literally like, this is how you fix that. Yeah. I don't think it's their fault.
So, like, her oldest son was going to join the army during World War II.
Oof.
Which is not good. not a good idea.
It's the largest understatement of the entire podcast, maybe.
Right.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea. Also, by the way, it's interesting to think about because now Italy is pretty, like, you know, it's cute. They've got, like, pasta and...
I do think pasta's cute.
The Colosseum. But, like, in World War II, they were the bad guys.
Ooh.
They were the axis of evil. They were fascists, and they were, like, buddies with Hitler.
Oof.
So, like, yeah, I just think that's interesting to think about. Because it's like, oh, yeah, he was going to join, like, the army in World War II. But, like, he was going to join the bad guy's army.
He was going to join that side.
He was...
Yeah, you never hear those stories.
You never think about that. Uh-uh. And also, nobody gives a shit about Italians in the World Wars.
I was like...
They're all about, like...
In, like, the, when we talk about the history of
when we talk about
it,
the history of World War II, we always talk about either the Nazis or the Japanese army.
Yeah, we never, or at least in, like, our American education.
Yeah.
Where the Italians don't come up much, as like, their role in all of
true.
It.
True, yeah.
Was this, I'm going to date myself, I think, of my lack of knowledge. Was that, like, Mussolini times? Or was
yes.
that? Okay.
Yeah, it was Mussolini.
Okay.
Yep, that's why they were fascists.
Okay.
That's why they were evil.
I knew something.
Something that we should keep in mind, fascism is bad.
Just a side note.
Anyway, he was her favorite child. Rude.
Okay.
And so she came to the conclusion that his safety required human sacrifices. So she found some neighbors, middle-aged women.
She killed her neighbors?
Yeah.
That's one of the dumbest things you can do as a murderer.
Some sources say that she was a fortune teller herself, or that she purported to be, and she acted like she was going to help these women, which, I mean, of course.
Sure.
So, like, so the first victim, and also, like, she, when the police found her out, they basically tracked these, like, murders and disappearances to her house, and they were like, well, an old lady's not going to do it, so it's probably your oldest son, right? And she's like, no, wait. So she confessed. But, okay, so the first one is Faustina Setti. And she's like a spinster, and she came to her house to find a husband. And Leonarda told her to write her family and just let them know that she found her a partner. But he's way far away. So you need to tell your relatives and friends that you'll be out of town for a while.
Oh, that's
smart. She'll say that everything's fine when she meets them. And so then she decides to, like, on the day of departure, when she's supposed to, like, leave and go meet this guy that Leonardo set her up with, she came to her house, and then Leonardo gave her drugged wine and then killed her with an axe.
Ooh.
And dragged the body to a closet where she cut it into 9 parts, gathered the blood, and...
gathered the blood?
This is real gross. Okay. So...
Worse than gathering blood?
So she gathered the blood and dried it out and then, like, baked it to dry it and then, like, crushed it and then put it into, like, tea cakes. Like, she just mixed it up with, like, chocolate and other stuff. She actually tells you everything that was in it. She says, I threw the pieces into a pot, added 7 kilos of caustic soda, which I had bought to make soap, and stirred the mixture until the pieces dissolved in a thick, dark mush that I poured into several buckets and emptied in a nearby septic tank. As for the blood in the basin, I waited until it had coagulated, dried it in the oven, ground it, and mixed it with flour, sugar, chocolate, milk, and eggs, as well as a bit of margarine, kneading all the green ingredients together, just in case you want to know how to make a human. Like, it's just a full recipe. She says, I made lots of crunchy tea cakes and served them to the ladies who came to visit, though Giuseppe and I also ate them.
Oh my God. Right? So she's also kind of a cannibal.
She is a cannibal.
Oof.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Soap-making cannibal.
She also maybe got 30,000 lira as payment for her services, which is the woman she killed's life savings, basically.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The next person, Francesca Soavi, she said that she found her a job at a school for girls in a different place. Again, she's like, just tell everybody that you're leaving and that you're going to be fine. But that you're not going to be in town anymore. And she was like, oh, okay, I'll do that. I trust you.
I'll do that.
And so if anybody tells you to tell your family that you're leaving for something that they set up for you, don't do it.
They're going to fucking make soap out of you.
They're
going
to kill you. Yeah, so she murdered this woman, drugged wine, killed with an axe. And yeah, she would make soap also and give it to her neighbors. So her last victim, a former soprano said to have sung at La Scala, which I don't know what that means, but like probably she was a pretty good singer. So
sounds nice.
So Virginia.
Aww.
Virginia. So Leonardo said that she found her a work as a secretary for a mysterious impresario in Florence.
Ooh.
So they're getting wilder. yeah. So she said, don't tell anybody where you're going. Just write them all notes about how you're fine. And then we'll mail them once you get there. And then she murdered her. Oh, okay. This one. So I guess she didn't make soap out of the other ones, but she did make soap out of this one.
What?
Yeah. So, she, like, it just got worse over time. So the other two, she just sort of dissolved and then poured it into a septic tank. But this one, she says she ended up in the pot like the other two. Her flesh was fat and white. When it had melted, I added a bottle of cologne. And after a long time on the boil, I was able to make some most acceptable creamy soap. I gave bars to the neighbors and acquaintances. The cakes, too, were better. That woman was really sweet, she said.
This is really stuff that she...
I know! These are quotes that are pulled from what she told police, because police came looking for the murder of these women. And so she confessed because she didn't want her son to, like... She didn't want her son to get arrested.
Oh, they thought he
did it. That he did it. Oh. Yeah. So her sister-in-law... Virginia's sister-in-law got suspicious that she suddenly disappeared.
Finally, someone suspicious.
Thank you, Virginia. and had last seen her entering Leonardo's house. And so she told the police, thank you.
Yeah.
You should.
See something, say something.
See something, say something. The police arrested her. The police arrested her, but she didn't confess until they thought that it was her son who did it. And so then she confessed and she gave those detailed accounts so that he wouldn't get blamed for any of it. And then
what if it was her son and she covered for
and
him?
And she was just like, here, all the things.
Yeah, who volunteers these details? The fucking recipes and shit. That's pretty wild.
That is wild. Yeah. I know. But, I mean, if you're a fucking, like... Italian grandmother Hannibal, then like I guess you would.
Italian grandmother Hannibal.
Right?
Perfect.
I mean, it's true, she is. Let's see. Yeah, so she also it's Italy, so they didn't like kill her. They just put her in an insane asylum.
Wow.
Till she died in 1970.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't get over her comment about the last victim, about how she was so sweet.
Right?
Like, she meant sweet. She meant, like,
she
tasty.
Really meant sweet. Also, she, her last, like, statement was that so salty. It's so funny. It's okay. Salty. It really is. So she says, I give the copper ladle, which I use to skim the fat off the kettles, to my country, which is so badly in need of metal during the last days of the war.
What? She was like writing out her will?
She was, yeah. Well, she said it like at her trial on the witness stand. And after she said all of the details, she concluded with that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she gave the ladle to the to her country. She like donated it because they needed metal.
She's like, from me to you.
From me to you, bitch.
Sorry about those ladies I killed. Here you go.
Sorry about those ladies. Not sorry. I'm not sorry at all. Yeah, she got 30 years in prison and 3 years in a criminal asylum. She died of cerebral apoplexy in the criminal asylum, which I don't know what that is. So.
Something in her brain?
A hemorrhage. Yeah. I mean, she's old. Oh, a lot of the artifacts are on display in Rome.
Really?
If you want to go see it at the Criminological Museum.
They have a criminological museum in Italy?
Of course they do.
That sounds awesome. I want to go to a crime museum.
Of course they do.
In Rome.
Also, there's a play about it called Love and Magic in Mama's Kitchen.
Oh my gosh.
Which I love. I love that.
That name.
Right?
I
so
can't.
Good. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I just thought it was like so wild. Like she pretty much got caught like before she got to murder more people. I just thought it was a fun one to do because she like started murdering people because of a super accurate fortune telling teller.
Yeah.
And then like, what the fuck, Ashley? She just cooked them into tea cakes.
Ugh. Ew. There were a lot of like gross details. The crunchy tea cakes. Like calling them crunchy because you put dried blood in them.
Right. Also, never accept food from your neighbors. Never accept food or friendship from anyone.
No.
Basically.
We've been over this.
We've been over this. Don't help anyone. Don't love anyone.
Just trying to keep you safe. Here, that's weird.
Just never leave your house.
Never, never.
Unless your house is getting swallowed by a sinkhole, then leave immediately.
Oh, man. We were driving home from PodCon, and I thought that there was a sinkhole in my neighborhood. I got so excited.
You were very excited.
It was just a little construction hole. Mm. Oh, well. Someday.
One day.
I'll see a sinkhole.
Oh, God. I hope I never see a sinkhole.
I hope I don't see it from, like, inside of it. Like, I hope I don't see it as it's going down and yeah. I'm in my car or something. But I would like to see one.
I don't. I can pass. Pass.
Hard pass.
No, thank you.
I have a weird fact for you. And it's about a woman named Virginia.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It has to do with that lost colony I was talking about.
Oh, shit.
So the thing I was so confused by, John White having a granddaughter, his granddaughter was the first child born in America to English parents.
What?
Her name was Virginia Dare, and then North Carolina, Dare County, was like named after her.
Sure.
She's thought to have survived along with the Croatoan tribe, possibly. And legend has it that a witch transformed her into a white doe when she died, and now supposedly the ghost of Virginia in the form of that doe can be seen on Roanoke Island to this day.
What?
Yeah, not really. I guess more, I don't know if that's really a fact, just something kind of interesting.
I mean, I still love it. And also, if all witches are doing is turning people into does when they die,
sounds
like
nice.
Why did we have a hunt for them? I don't understand.
It is rude, yeah.
That's very rude. Like, we could have all...
You're killing your ancestors when you go hunting.
All be does when we die, but instead we went hunting on a witch hunt.
Yeah. Is that our episode?
I think so.
I feel like that went by pretty fast.
We did it.
We did it. We're We're exhausted.
We did it.
But we
am exhausted.
Made it happen. You can find our show notes at thatsweird.org. That's where we post links to our sources. So we post photos, clips, all that stuff. We also have an Instagram and a Twitter that you can follow at That's Weirdcast. You can join our Facebook group to talk about weird stuff mm-hmm. with other weirdos mm-hmm. like yourself, including Sean, who wrote that incredible iTunes review, and Karya, who picked my topic this episode. There's so many wonderful weirdos in there.
So good.
And I actually added the links to our I guess they're also called show notes in iTunes.
Ooh.
So if you do use iTunes, you should be able to click like description, more details, whatever, and you'll have links to everything. Super easy to find.
Nice.
Don't know why it took us 73 or 74 episodes to do that, but you know what?
We did it.
We did it. We're not professionals. Yeah, that's it. You can support the show if you want at Anchor or on Patreon at patreon.com/thatsweird. Mm-hmm. And feel free to email us stories, ideas, whatever. thatsweirdcast@gmail.com. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, and stay weird.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hey everyone, we are Nicole
and Jackie,
the siblings behind the new podcast, Sisterly History.
It's a not-so-serious history podcast hosted by two sisters on a quest for knowledge.
It's a riot.
Every week, we take listeners along with us as we venture back in time to share ye old stories and forgotten tales, and hopefully teach each other something new.
You'll hear us brabble during trivia competitions that we call pop quizzes. And sometimes things get personal when we read your family history emails.
So join the merriment every Monday. Find us on Apple, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And be sure to follow us all across the social media kingdom at Sisterly History.
Let the quest begin.
Okay, bye.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Justine.
And we make up the Cutaways podcast. We're watching the good, the bad, and the essentials of the romantic comedy genre.
So far, we've fallen in love with Cary Grant, met up with our terrible friend, Pal Joey, and had the desire to run our fingers through Patrick Dempsey's hair.
Join our slumber party for your ears every other week, brought to you in stereo from our blanket fort in Hollywood, California.
You can find and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcatcher. Our digital blanket fort can be found at thecutaways.com.
If you are the social butterfly types, you can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as @CutawaysPodcast.
Bye!